Well, it looks like a beautiful day.
And thank the Lord for keeping the camp during the storm. That was quite a storm, wasn't it? I know they've had worse, but that was pretty violent enough for me. Praise God. But thank God that the Lord watched over the camp as he does, and we want to continue to believe for that. And we trust that there'll be sunshine today. The kids will get to the beach, and we'll just keep going forward. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for helping us through the night. Thank you for protecting us through the storm, Lord. No major damage took place. And Lord, we just acknowledge your hand of protection over this camp. And we thank you for it. We pray, Lord, that you'll cover this camp with your blood today, that you'll keep us from serious accident, that you'll keep sickness away from us, Lord. And we pray that you will just keep all evil away, Lord, and fill this place with your glory today. Hallelujah. The light of your presence. Drive away all darkness, Lord, we pray. All shadows and sighing. Let them flee away as you manifest yourself throughout the day in meetings and outside of meetings. Bless the young ladies today as they are gathering for worship. We pray that you will continue your good work in their lives, opening their hearts more and more to the things that you want to say to them and the changes you want to make in them. We pray that the love of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit will be made very real to each one, Lord, and that you'll continue to accomplish the purpose for which you brought each one of them here. Now we pray also for the little children, that you'll bless the counselors today, strengthen them and anoint them with fresh oil to minister to these little ones. Lord, we thank you for their love for these children and for the gifts that you've given them to enable them to communicate these precious truths to them. We continue to just pray your blessing upon each and every one. And Lord, if there's any homesickness, Lord, again, we pray that you'll dispel that sorrow, and we pray that you'll fill their hearts with joy as they get involved here at camp with the activities and the meetings and fellowship. We commit this meeting to you this morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you've been doing for us. Thank you for meeting us last night in the way that you did. And Lord, you have something fresh for us today. And so our hearts are open, our eyes are upon you, and we just place ourselves at your disposal. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's sing number 35 in the White Book, The Mercies of God. Praise God. Number 35.
Number them all, they're more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty.
Talking to someone yesterday, we were talking about the mercy of God and how we need to trust in God's mercy maybe more than we do. We tend to tell God when he can bless us and when he can't, right? Sometimes we feel that we failed the Lord and we ask the Lord to forgive us, we repent, but we don't expect that God can bless us right away. We have to give it a little time first, right? And so we come to meeting, and we don't expect very much. Maybe the next meeting or the one after that. Now we're ready to get blessed again. And, you know, we put all these restrictions and limitations. You know, when you understand the mercy of God, you can repent and look to the Lord and then expect at any time that God will shower you with his blessing, that the Lord will come, that the Lord will restore you. And that's been a great help to me. It's been a great help to realize that I can't deserve his blessing. I can't earn it. I can't be good enough to deserve anything from God. And so when I fail, I can repent, and then I can expect God to meet me at any time. And yes, it's important that we do repent. It's important that we do turn and seek the Lord again and put ourselves in a place where we can experience his help and his blessing. But it's not my business to tell God when he can bless me and when he can touch me and when he can give help to me. And because of his mercy, I can expect that at any time. So don't sit this meeting out. Expect God to meet you today. Right here, right now, this morning. Oh, because he's a merciful God. Hallelujah. And he wants to bless us. He wants to reveal himself. Oh, God, forgive us, Lord, for making the rules. And, Lord, forgive us for not trusting in your love and your mercy as we should. We pray that you'll give us a greater sight of your mercy today, Lord, a sight that will cause our expectation to rise, that will cause us to be ready at any time to receive the touch and the blessing, the answer to prayer, the help that we're looking to God for. Lord, it could come today. It could come this evening. It could come tomorrow. Lord, we just want to keep our hearts open and our eyes upon you. And Lord, we just want to praise you because as a father pities his children, you pity those that fear you. You have compassion on us. And so we're trusting in your love today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle John said, we have come to know and believe in the love that God has for us. You know, we can know that God loves us, but do you really believe in his love? Well, that's where we need to ask the Lord to help us to believe in his love. Praise God. Now, I had mentioned in the beginning of the week here that if there are any songs that you particularly like and you would like to sing, that you could let me know that. And if there's some memory or some experience that you want to relate in connection with that song, we'd love to hear that too. So, is there a song that we haven't sung that someone would like to sing this morning? Have us sing. I'm not asking for a solo.
How Firm Foundation.
Okay, very good. What, do you have the page?
162.
You were prepared. The book's open already, right to that page. Okay, 162. Praise God. Should he tarry to go forward and be triumphant in Christ? We have to believe that. It's his working. It's his doing. Hallelujah. And we can help to prepare our children by directing them to the Lord and praying for them and believing God to make these things precious to them, personally real.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, and God's doing it. You know, it's such a joy. Someone mentioned to me the other day, it's such a joy to see young people that used to be campers here, now they're on the staff, they're serving, and God is using them. Others God has sent out into the mission field and so on. And it's wonderful to see one generation after another. God has a way of getting the light, passing the light on. He's concerned about the next generation. He wants to reveal himself to them. He knows that his kingdom depends upon, in a sense, people coming into light and making Jesus their Lord. And so we pray for our young people and children. We're praying exactly what God wants us to pray, exactly what the Holy Spirit is after. And so we can pray in faith and we can commit them to God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Sometimes people say, it's a terrible world. I don't want to bring children into this world. But God is going to use people to make a difference in this world. And so we have to believe God to come. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you alone know what's up ahead. But Lord, we need not fear because you go before us. And we know that you're preparing us, Lord, for whatever we may face, Lord. You'll keep us faithful. You'll keep us true, Lord. We have a firm foundation to stand upon.
Yes.
And we have a wonderful Savior who's a wonderful leader. And he leads us from one victory to another. And that's where we're believing for, Lord. For our young people as well, that they will come to know Jesus in such a way that God will lead them in triumph and make them a great blessing, put his power upon them, and cause them to make a difference in this world. Lord, we thank you that it's through your church, Lord, that you are going to bring about changes and that you are going to bring the final victory, Lord. And so come today, Lord Jesus, and work in us, Lord, to this end. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
I would also like to thank the Lord for the many testimonies I've heard of people who come back to camp after many years not being here, and they testify of the groundwork, the foundation they received here at Pilgrim Camp. And I'm grateful, very grateful for the staff we have, counselors who love the Lord, who bring these children close to him. You know, they go to, people just scatter. They get married and they go from one church and they're not used to our style of worship, perhaps. And that's good. I'm sure these churches are fine and bring the word. But there's something about having a child at camp for an extended period of time where they get the foundation. They come back year after year, and maybe they don't come back for many years, but that foundation has held them in good stead. I'm thankful for that. And as any organization, we have to think of the future. We have to leave the future to the Lord, but still we have to pray that the Lord will raise up counselors who have the same light. I was speaking recently about, I think it was in a Chinese conference, about how I remember years ago, children in the cottage were held in the silence of the Lord. The Lord would just come over a meeting, and these kids would just sit there because the presence of the Lord was so real. They didn't drum that up. The counselors didn't drum that up. But the Lord himself came, and I pray that our counselors will have that light, that discernment. Now, I remember hearing stories in the old days of Ridgewood where the Lord would meet in silence for a half hour, and people would just sit in total silence. Now, I'm not saying kids should be brought into that type of thing. Just 5 minutes of total silence where the kids sense God's presence. How thankful I am that it has been that way over the years. And I pray it continues. I pray our counselors will have that touch of God, the Spirit of God dwelling within them, where they can discern when the Spirit moves among them. Getting back to the point of this foundation, yes, the Lord has many places, I'm sure, where he meets us, meets the children. But I'm thankful for Pilgrim Camp, of course, because I'm involved in camp. I'm thankful for the many, many children who have gone through this place and who have experienced God in a wonderful way and have had that foundation laid for them. As we heard, we have to pray for our children. This is a totally different world than years ago, just more than 10 years ago, it wasn't the same. It seems that all the forces of the enemy have been let forth among our people. There's no such thing as right and wrong. We all know this, and go into that. But oh, that God would keep our kids in the midst of all this trash and this filthiness of the world. And he will. As Brother Kenny just said, he will. And I'm thankful that we have a part in this. Open again.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Can we sing 74, Spirit Divine, come in the white book?
Number 74. In the white book. 74.
Make more room for yourself, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. Amen.